Sipik loy nafik bay. If you want to tell me the person cannot use it for the mitzvah of Esrig, if so, lamaya hivno. With what purpose did I give it to you? When somebody gives you an Esrig, pshita, what the person means is that you should be able to use it for the mitzvah. Says so over here, the kuli amle pligid nafik bay. Everybody agrees, even Rebbe would agree. The first one has the right to use the Esrig for the mitzvah. Because there's no other, that's the only reason I gave it to you. The question is, mochru ayochlu. Let's say the first one now wants to sell it, or else he wants to eat it. This talk is bonal machlekes Rebbe Rebbe Shimon ben Gamliel. This is totally the machlekes. In other words, to be yotze the mitzvah, that's pshita that the person gave you this esrig to be yotze the mitzvah. If you want to go further with it, and you want to eat it, you want to sell it, that will be totally machlekes Rebbe Rebbe Shimon ben Gamliel. Omar Rabba bar Rafuna. What's going to be if Achim brothers bought an esrig like Peshutfis, Betfusa Sabayis means when the father died, it's the estate. They used the father's money. The kids did not make the Yerush yet. They didn't divide up the money. So the money is called money like a Shutfis. This is the family money. And they bought an esrig with this money. So really it's an esrig shall Shutfim. Really the locha is an esrig shall Shutfim in Yotza. If two people own an esrig together, neither of them are yotze the mitzvah. But the pasuk says, "Lachachtem lochem." It has to belong to you. It has to be your esrig. You can't buy two people together. You can't buy an esrig. The eros at tfusa sabayis the chur is like shutfim. So Mar says like this: what's going to be not lo echad mehem the yotze boy? One brother took it and used it for the mitzvah. So it depends. If this brother would have the right to eat it, in other words, the other brothers don't care. They have their own esrogim, then yotza, then he'd be yotza the mitzvah. But since the other brothers don't care, they're like saying, you can keep this esrog. But v'yimlav, if this brother would not have the right to eat it, before he eats it, the other brothers would stop him and say, what do you mean you're taking it, it's ours, then lo yotza. Chalami, then taki is not yotza the mitzvah. It's not called your esrog, it's called an esrog. Shal shutfis, you would not be yotza. V'edav kodik esrog cholechad v'yechad. Of course, we're talking about in a case where each brother has his own esrig already. So therefore now, if one brother takes this esrig, it's okay. If the other brothers don't mind, and they'll let him eat it, so maybe it's called his esrig, his biyotza. Next part of the girsa, with that girsa bach, and the Rashbam says not to be girsit, avu porish a riman loy. If he wants to take some an apple, or a porish a fruit, or a pomegranate, that we're not talking about. They say we're not girsit, it doesn't belong here. What's like this? Amar Rav, Rav says like this. Esrig ze nosen l'chobah maton. What's going to be if Reuven goes over to Shimon on Sukkis or right before Sukkis and he says, listen, this esrig that I have here right now, true, I'm going to give it to you for matona. I want it to be yours, make a kinyan, it should belong to you. But you should know, al menasha tachziru li, I'm on a condition that you give it back to me. So the locher is not, let's say this Reuven took the esrig, the yotzeh boy, and he used it, he shakled, he did the mitzvah. So it depends. If he returns the esrig later to the original owner, then yotza, then he was yotza the mitzvah. But let's say he never returns this esrig back, then the lachar is lo yotza. He was not mekayim the mitzvah. Why? Because the matana was only on a condition you give it back. If you don't give it back, it wasn't the matana. So what does the Gemara say? Kamash mulan, what are you teaching me now? The matana, manas lahasya shema matana. That's the chiddush over here. That even though the esrig, the pasuk says lochem, it has to belong to you. So maybe I would have thought to say a matona manas lachzer is no good. Kamash mon yes, still it is good. And that's the minigodlam. Sometimes if a person doesn't have an esrig, so even the first day, what he could do is he goes to his friend, and his friend gives it to him from matona al manas lachzer. Like I give you my esrig, that right now this esrig belongs to you. It's like your esrig on the condition that you give it back to me. So we hold that's good. And therefore, two people could use the esrig on this way. If the real owner gives it from matana to the second one. That's the big question about if you give it to a kid. It's the big question about the first day. The father doesn't have an esrig for his kid and he wants to give it over to his kid. So if he's makner it to his kid, then his kid owns it. It belongs to the kid. But the kid can't give it back to the father. So if it doesn't, it won't come back to the father won't get it back. So for the second day, the father won't be yet to the mitzvah. As we hold the first 2 days, I'll speak of the Yomam, it has to be Lochem. That's the problem, no problem. Right. Hahi Yitzso, there was a lady. Dehevi lo, dik lo, she had a palm tree. Pi'aryo derav baby barabaya. In the middle of the property, you're a baby barabaya.
She owned a palm tree. Now, kol leim is devi ozlas lemigzarayo. All the time she would go there to cut down the tree, cut down the dates. Heavy kofer alavayu. He got mocked with Raviva, didn't like it so much. She noticed that he didn't like it so much. So what she did was, akanisa nalei kol shnei chaya. She said, listen, as long as he's alive with Vevoy, I'm letting you use this tree. And Echami, when you die, I want it back. But kol zman you're alive, I'll cover it from you, I'll let you have it. So also, what did he do? What did Vevoy do? Akanisa nalei lebnei kotni, he gave it over to his youngest son. So amar Rav Huna, b'ret Rav Yeshua, like, what are you doing here? Mishum diyosim mimoloyi, you come from the city mimoloyi, amrisu milu miliyosa, you say things that don't make sense. Why? Afilu Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, even according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel that says, achrecha, when I give it to the first one, he has the right to do whatever he wants with it. Loikom el liyachar. That's only when the owner gave it away to Reuven, and he told Reuven, like, after you die, it should go to Shimon. But the original owner gave it away. So as long as he gave it away and it stays away, then the first one that has it has the right to do whatever he wants with it. Mashenkein avaliyatzmoy loy. But over here, the original owner, this lady, she only gave it to her baby, calls him out, he's alive. After he's alive, she wants it back. So since she wants it back, she did not give more than a kinyan teres to Rav Vevoy. So therefore, he has no right to give it to his son. He can't give it away. It was only given to him, the right to the Paris, and nothing more. Omar Rovo, Omar Rav Nachman. Shor ze notin l'chobah maton. Someone says, I have an ox here, and I'll give it to you for a present. Al manasa on the condition, shetachziru li, that you return it to me. So what did the person do? Hegdishoy. The person was makdishit, hegdishoy, v'yachziroy, and then he returned it. So what's the loch here? So loch says, Hareze muktosh umuchzer, both things. The shore, the hegdish is chal, it's a good hegdish, and he returned the shore. So why? Because I gave it to you for a present, and the mice, when it was yours, you amakdish it. It was a condition, you gave it back, I gave it back to you. Omale rovah Rav Nachman, rovah sabak Rav Nachman, no. Maya hadre, what did he return? I gave you an ox, and you didn't give me back an ox, you gave me back a hegdish. That's not what I gave you. Omalei said, what do you mean? So what? Oh my chasrei, what are you missing? Lamaisa, you gave me the ox, and I gave it back to you. So I was mekayim my condition. You gave it to me for present. So Kozman, I had it. I was allowed to do what I wanted. So I made it hegdish. So even though it's hegdish, but still I gave it back to you. She answered back, no. Elom Rav Ashvasa like this. Chazinan, let's see exactly what type of a condition he made at the beginning. Chazinan. If he says on a manasseh condition that you return it to me, is so that's all he said. Ha'hadre, the mice, he returned it. Rashi Chazin, let's see. If he says takuvat al manas just return it to me, ha'hadre, the mice, the person returned it. But iyomalei al manasseh tizru li, if he said a condition that you return it to me, if so midi dechazilei kamalei. What he meant to say is something that's fitting for me. And here it's not fitting, so then the hegdish will not be chal. Like, I gave you my shore for matono al manas on the condition that you give it back li to me means that I could use it. So if when you took it, you will makdish it, so then when you return it, you didn't return something I could use. So you will not mekayim the condition, therefore the matono was not a good matono, and therefore the hegdish is not chal. Never belonged to you. Omer Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Ha'koisev nechosov liyachar. Somebody writes off his property, should belong to somebody else. The Yomer Halo, I want to give you a present. Somebody says, listen, I'm giving you a present. That's called Ha'koisev nechosov liyachar. A guy could be healthy, and he writes his property, he gives it off to somebody else. Ha'koisev nechosov liyachar. The Yomer Halo, the person says back, Yef Shabem, no, I don't want it. Yef Shabem, don't do me no tithes, I don't want it. The locher is kona. Still it's his. The ear. For the Gemara, why? Even though he stands there and screams, I don't want it, I don't want it, still the kinyan is good. That's what Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel says. However, Rav Yechon says no. Rav Yechon no, you're not kona. If I give you a present and you say you don't want it, so far I can't give it to you by kocha, by force I can't give it to you. So therefore lo kona. So what's the machlekes? What does Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel say? The guy says no. So what do you mean it becomes yours? So Mar says like this, Omer Rav Abba Bar Mamo. For Leiplig, there's no machlekes really over here. I'll tell you the pshat is like this. Can bitzovach mikoro. If